This is ACHLY and CVOX News Update. The 45th federal general election is in full swing across Canada, leading up to Election Day on Monday, April 28th. This week, CHLY and CVOX reached out to candidates from the Courtney-Alberni riding for their thoughts going into the election. Incumbent NDP Member of Parliament Gord Johns said the first week of campaigning is already off to a good start for his team.
Well, first, you know, we had a really successful first week. You know, we reached hundreds of voters on the doorstep and over the phone. We've had a record amount of sign requests, so it's been really exciting. Obviously, the most frequently raised issue that we've heard from voters is that, you know, that have shared with us is without question affordability, concerns around Donald Trump, of course, and the threat to our country's autonomy. But really, we're hearing about families and seniors and people that are already, you know, they're feeling squeezed by the rising cost of housing, the rising cost of food, fuel, and everyday essentials. You know, people are working hard, but they're falling behind and they're looking for help from their government.
Johns has served three terms so far and is the only returning candidate in Courtney-Alberni this election. This is something he suggests is significant in the current political climate.
But again, Donald Trump's tariffs will cost jobs. It will drive up prices even further. And this is everybody, including myself, very worried. And I think most voters, they really want to see experience in terms of representation in Parliament. This isn't an entry-level job. It's not a training on the job option for people. In our riding, it's really a two-party race between the NDP and Conservatives. And people realize that the only way to stop Pierre Poilievre in our riding at Courtney-Alberni is to vote for the NDP. And regardless, I really intend to earn everybody's vote.
Running for the Green Party this election is Chris Markovich, who after working and volunteering for the NDP for nearly 10 years, is hoping to be the first Green MP elected in Courtney-Alberni. He spoke to how the start of the election has been so far and his hope for the rest of his campaign.
Yeah, so it's been a slow start to the campaign so far. I've had a bit of struggle with getting things going, but now that I'm officially on the ballot and I've got my materials in place, I'm really excited about hitting the ground running. I've already gone out with a couple of volunteers to do some postering. We're getting some signs put out this week, and I'm engaging with more volunteers who are getting into the campaign as well. So with the sun coming out this week as well, I'm optimistic about the road ahead, and I'm looking forward to engaging with more voters and with more people in the riding.
Another new candidate this year is Teresa Knight, running for the Animal Protection Party. She said running in this election is outside her comfort zone, but something she feels she owes to the animals.
So it's personally scary for me to put myself out there. I think it's a critical time to run, though, because with tariffs and restrictions on trade, a lot is at stake with this election. People will be watching the election. I'm not the type to run for a party at all against my grain. I'm kind of a shy person. But in this instance, I feel I have to. And so I am. But I do find it scary and overwhelming.
Knight said her motivation for campaigning, despite her shy nature, is a desire to help animals after her own near-death experience.
When I was 58, I had this autoimmune pneumonia, which I had never heard of up until then. And I thought for a few days there that my end was near. And then I didn't care because I was so tired. I really didn't. But then I thought, no, wait, I have to help animals because all my life I've loved animals and wanted to help them. So I have to. It was like making a bargain. I have to help animals while I'm still alive.
The remaining three candidates in the Courtney-Alberni riding did not respond to the request for comment before the publication deadline. Running as the Conservative candidate is Chris McNichol, a business owner and women's softball coach. PPC candidate Thomas Gable's profile notes his background in military and current work as an entrepreneur. Last to announce entry in the race on Friday, March 28th, was the Liberal candidate Brian Cameron, whose background is in film and aviation maintenance. The deadline for candidate nominations is April 7th, and at time of recording, three of the six announced candidates are officially registered to the Courtney-Alberni riding. According to Elections Canada, the complete list of confirmed candidates will be available on Wednesday, April 9th. Biographies of each of the candidates will be linked in the web version of this news story, which can be found online at chly.ca/news, as well as an overview of the North Island Powell River riding and more information regarding the federal general election. Further election coverage will continue throughout the month. For CHLY and CVOX News, this is Heather Watson.
This report, in partnership with CVOX, was made possible with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs program, Midcoast Morning, at chly.ca/news.